Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Well, guess what's on deck today? I am going to air an interview with Jonathan Goldberg. I know you can't wait to hear his story. Well, stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Here's the newest song from Ted Pierce, Praise You.
Praise is awaiting you in Zion, O God. And to you our vows will all be fulfilled. Oh, you who hears our prayers, it is to you that all shall come. Praise you, praise you. All the earth will shout and the rocks cry out as we praise you. Praise you, praise you. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation, everyone gonna praise you. You crown the seasons with your goodness.
This is Ted Pierce coming to you live from the Bagels and Blessings Convention in Pennsylvania. You are listening to the greatest show on radio, and aren't you glad?
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869. Email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Again, that number is 585-204-7869. Please call. We'd love to help. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Jonathan Goldberg. Hey, I was listening to Joshua Aaron's new CD, Live at the Garden Tomb, and I really like the songs. One of them has really grabbed my attention. Now, I know most of you are familiar with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And of course, you know the rest of it. Well, here is that prayer put to song all in Hebrew. I just love it. I know you will too.
שבשמיים יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך כבשמיים כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו כפי שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו, אבינו שבשמיים יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך כבשמיים כן בארץ. את לחם תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו כפי שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו, ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגומה והתפארת לעולמי
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840.
Oh, daughters of Zion, oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation, I will give you this land, I will bring you back home, I'll bring you back home, oh my children, we've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth. I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the peace. We look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they have pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
Wonderful song from Aaron Schust. That happens to be on Joshua Aaron's album, Live at the Tower of David. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you're having a great Shabbat. As I record this in my home studio today, it's August the 20th. I know this won't go on the air until August 27th. So I'm pretty certain by the time this show airs, I will have another grandchild. Hallelujah. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. But things are looking good. Things are looking good. All right, let's hear some more music. How about something from Sue Samuel?
Them, bless them, caress them. Hashem, hear my prayer. Oh God, be not slow in your promise, for your chosen ones need your hand upon them. Save them, claim them, heal them, seal them, soothe them, renew them. Save your people up to Shem.
Such a beautiful song from Sue Samuel, and a good reminder to pray for our loved ones. Oh, that is our prayer, that they will be saved, that they will come to a knowledge of Yeshua, the Messiah. Well, I know I've played some new music today, and I just can't stop it because it's just all so good. Corey Keeler, you knew her as Corey Bell, but she married the wonderful Randy Keeler. Corey has a new song as well called Rain Down. I love it.
We will rise up from the ashes. As the roots, they go so deep in love for one another, yes, and the bonds of unity. You control the wind, you control. Come.
Shalom. This is Corey Keeler of Lev Shalom, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Well, you know, as much as I love the new music, I also love some of the old songs. This next song comes from the group Lamb, and it truly is one of my favorite songs from that group, Comfort Ye My People. The words are beautiful. They come right out of the scriptures. So I pray as you hear these beautiful words that you, too, are comforted.
No more will you turn to another for help. No, will you turn to yourself? No, will you say our God to some other? For in me you find mercy. I will heal your wrong ways. I will love you so freely. You will dwell beneath my shadow.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. So I do have an announcement. When I began recording this program, it looked like I might have a grandson sometime today. Well, there's been a big gap in my day from when I first recorded this until now. All I can say is, go ahead and say Mazel Tov, Bubby, which is Yiddish for grandma, because I have a new grandson. So mother and baby are doing well. This grandma is exhausted. It's been a long day, darling, but I'm really excited. And I don't think she wants me to say his name over the air at this point in time, but suffice it to say that I'm over the moon and he's absolutely adorable. Now, having said that, it's time to hear the interview I did with Jonathan Goldberg. Enjoy. Jonathan Goldberg, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to hear your story and for others to hear it as well. So I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you grow up in a religious Jewish home?
Actually, I grew up in a believing home. Both my parents are followers of Yeshua, and so I was born into a family where my dad and mom were both believers.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. Well, in cases like this, I always like to ask the person on the line with me if there was a point in time when your belief in God became separate from your parents. Did you make your own personal choice to follow Yeshua? Or was it just like, was he always part of your life so much that he was just always there and you just always followed him?
It's a bit of a complicated question, actually, because I do believe that he had his hand on my life very early on. I can see it. I can see it way before my life was transformed, when I handed my life over to Jesus. When I was 17 and a half, I can definitely see him working in my life. It's just the fact that I was born into a family of believers is already so rare in the world that there's a beautiful hand of grace right there. So I can see his hand on my life from very early on, but I think I was upset with God, and at some point, probably during my teenage years, I tried to pray, to ask Jesus into my life, and nothing really happened. It frustrated me spiritually. But it was actually when I was traveling in the States before I went to the Army that my life was really changed big time.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah. Okay, so my dad was an aircraft mechanic for TWA, so we had these free tickets, so we would travel. I was traveling with a good friend of mine. And just before the Army, and we were staying at friends. I happened to be in California with friends of ours. And I was laying in bed, and I just said, God, if you're there, where are you in this crazy world? And I was upset for whatever reasons, but big things disturbed me. hunger, wars, religious hypocrisy, racism, all these things disturbed me. And I was just saying, where are you in this crazy world? And as I'm laying in bed, in a very real way, he made it clear to me that I was actually part of the problem in this world. Oh. And people like me living for themselves was the root of the problem, actually.
Oh, my. What did you do with that information?
Well, at the same time as, you know, if you asked me before, as somebody who grows up in a believing family, if you asked me, are you a sinner? Of course, I would say, of course, everybody's a sinner. I'm a sinner. But this is a personal internalizing of my participation in the offense towards God. There is a deep understanding that of personal sin. I'll use that word here, but I'm part of the big problem. But I have to say, simultaneously, in understanding that was also just a recognition that the creator of the universe, and I don't even want to use the word God, but the creator of the universe, the great, enormous creator, actually was interested in me. He loved me, and he wanted me. And that was simultaneously, even as this sense of guilt and conviction was also growing, the knowledge that he loved me and wanted me. And so that was growing simultaneously, yeah.
So did your life begin to change?
Well, I mean, right on that occasion, as I'm laying there in bed, my good friend is sleeping right next to me. I basically said, well, if you made me, I'm giving you everything. And I was really into art. I was really into sport, and I was a very shy, introverted person, very, very, extremely shy. And I can say something about introverted people is we tend to be full of ourselves to some extent. It's true.
Oy.
And so I said, just take whoever I think I am. All that I think that I am, just take it all. If you made me, surely you know. And basically, I just gave everything to him. It was a type of faith that entrusts everything into the loving creator's hands. And I'll say I was born again in a very real way.
Wow.
I knew in my chest, I knew that a big change happened right there and then.
Oh, my. Did you tell your parents?
Well, I mean, the first thing I knew at that point right there, I'm telling you, it didn't take me much longer than it took me to tell you the story right now. But the first thing I felt was, I've got to tell everybody. I've got to tell my friends. Because in my peer group, were a lot of people coming from believing families that really were turning away. And I just want to say, Yeshua is real. It's real. It's true. And so that's the first thing I want to do is really tell other people. Right there, right on the spot. Second thing for me on a personal level was to say, God, when you made me, you didn't make a mistake. I had a very self-loathing, self-hatred, I would say, anger towards God. For making me the way I thought he made me, damaged. That's the truth. And it was there for the first time that I said, you didn't make a mistake. I don't understand this thing called me. I don't understand it, but you didn't make a mistake. And that was a big change. And the next day, this is another big change that happened for me. The next day, I picked up a Bible. And of course, I grew up with Bible. But when I read it, I saw things in it that I just said, this is all for me. How come I never seen this?
Mm.
This is unbelievable. And it just was totally for me. And I took a marker. I started marking this Bible And so that, those are the big three things that happened for me just pretty much on the first day of my, I'd call it a conversion. Yeah.
It's really important that you shared this, Jonathan, because I think some people tend to forget that there's power in the name of Yeshua and that God's word is alive, living and breathing. And people forget that God still does miracles. And your transformation was nothing short of a miracle, I think.
Absolutely. And it didn't really have to do with me. It was absolute grace and his work and his mercy. But I also believe in that verse that says, anyone who calls upon him, you know, with a broken heart, he is near. He's not distant. Mm-hmm. Anyone who calls upon him, he's not distant. He's not far away for those who really call on him in truth. And he's not far away.
Amen.
He's close.
Jonathan, have you encountered many secular and non-believing Jews, and have you had a chance to share your story with them?
Well, I of course I share my story as often as I can. It's not my story, it's his story.
Amen.
Because he did it all.
Amen.
But I do believe that we all have our own, in a way we all have our own story. Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
We all have our own story of how exactly God works. And but I believe that he's created us to shine his light in whatever circles of life he's called us to. And each person has to be faithful and wherever God leads his feet to be at. So for me, in my circles of life, I live here in Haifa. I'm an elder in a congregation here, but my circles of life, I want to take every opportunity, not in campaigns necessarily, not in scheduled times, but I want to take my life in all opportunity to share about Yeshua, about who he is for me. So, of course, I want to share. I cycle. I do road cycling. I want to share with all the guys. I use it on all our, you know, on Strava, on in every way possible. I just want to just give glory to the Lord for what
Amen.
He has done.
Amen. So tell me a little bit about the Jews in Israel. Are they more open to hearing about Yeshua now, or does it just vary?
That's a hard question, you know, and every time we try to generalize about the Jews anywhere, it's very hard to say because they're so different. You know, it's sure, I would say there's a religious trend that's growing in Israel on the one hand, which is very anti-Yeshua. But on the other hand, I think there's a great awakening. I think there's more openness. I think there is. And even amongst religious Jews, I think with the coming in of the internet, I think it is a platform. It's a way for people to seek out. You know, if they're seeing the hypocrisy of religion, and I know many are, even though they're in those circles of life, which are very hard to get out of, but there's a hunger deep down for truth, even many of them. So I think there is more of an opening. I think there is more of an opening in many people in Israel. Yeah.
Wonderful. So you mentioned that you're an elder in a congregation. How else is God using you today, Jonathan?
Well, I'm still, I've been with an organization called OM. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this, but Operation Mobilization, so. We've been with OM since 1994. We spent 2 years in Uzbekistan as messengers to Uzbekistan, Tashkent. We studied Russian, came back and led the work of the team here between 96 and 2009 or something like that. But for 17 years, I was a field leader here of this organization.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I'm still with you. I'm still serving with the group and with the teams here. And my wife is a medical doctor. She's working in the Ebenezer Nursing Home.
Oh, my. Can you explain a little bit about OM? Like, what does it do?
Okay, OM is actually an international organization. It's been around for, what, I think, maybe 60 years, 70 years, maybe.
A long time.
60 years. A long time. Okay. Anyhow, they started off with ships. They have doulos, logos, ships that go to different ports. Basically bring literature, educating churches, doing outreaches in, at various ports, various countries around the world. Really, it's about sharing the gospel, the good news about Yeshua around the world. So that's what this organization does.
That's fantastic. How long have you been living in Israel? Another long time.
A long time. My parents came when I was like 2.5 years old.
Aww.
So we did spend a few years in the States in between 69 and 71. We were in the States. Been here all my life, really.
I'm so delighted that I just happened to see your name on somebody's post on Facebook. And I think I've gotten more interesting people to interview just from Facebook. So, you know, praise God for a way to connect with people.
That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. I think we need to get out there with the tools that he's given us today and just reach people with these tools. You know, I mean, they're used in such a bad way in many places, but I think we can use it just to shine him.
Absolutely, absolutely. How would you like us to be praying for you or for your ministry, your family, anything at all?
To be faithful, to be sharp, to keep shining his light, you know, and to be fruitful. Really, all the fruit of love and peace and hope and truth and. And this is what it's about, to really reflect who he is. And this is challenging in our world today.
That's a good prayer. Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Did you have more to add?
I think that for me is the main thing, just to really reflect who he is faithfully and until the end.
Amen. Anyhow. Also, I was just curious, as you've grown in the Lord and as he has strengthened you and as he has fulfilled so many of your needs, have there been a specific scripture or two? Has there been a scripture that's really been sort of like your life verse? Or are there any particular scriptures that really motivate you the most? Because I know there's so many.
Truth is I go pretty much directly to Romans 10, because I cling to that, the basic truth that Paul teaches in Romans 10. I also feel like on my life, he's calling me to share about him. So I am an evangelist, okay?
Good. I like that.
So Romans 10 is probably a key thing, which says, I find at least three times he repeats, if you believe in your hearts and confess with your lips. Now, those two are very, very important. He'll say, believe in your hearts and confess with your lips, Yeshua, that he came in the flesh, died for your sins. Believe that in your heart, and you confess it with your lips, you'll be saved. Tivasha. You'll be saved. You will be redeemed. You know, and then he'll say it again. If you confess with your lips and believe in your hearts, if you believe in your heart and confess with your lips, doesn't matter who you are, Jew, Gentile, you shall be saved. And that for me is so very, very, very important. It's so simple and uncomplicated. And I'm not saying that there's not a complicated process that goes into place. I do believe that he goes in and takes a heart of stone and replaces it with a heart of flesh. Mm. Giving over the ego or giving over the control, giving over the deep identity of who I am. We simply can't do that. But his hand goes and he does it graciously and lovingly.
Amen.
And but that comes through faith and confession. And so I believe it's that's probably the most important thing. Yeah.
Well, that is fantastic. Jonathan Goldberg, it is such a pleasure to talk with you. And before we completely conclude, is there anything else that you want to share over the airwaves when this does go on the air? Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about you, OM, or just anything at all? One last chance.
Yeah, I really, you know, when we tell about ourselves, I really think that's so important to say. He's done it all. It's not really about me. He's done it all. He's done it from A to Z, from Alpha to Omega, and we need to just give him all the glory and credit. That's what worship is about. It's all about what he has done. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's all.
Amen.
He did it.
Amen. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. I wish wish you many, 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 many blessings.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So I guess we say lehitraot.
Lehitraot, maybe. I don't know if we meet again.
Sometime. All right. Well, God bless you. Shalom for now.
Shalom, shalom. Bye.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Jonathan Goldberg. You know, it's a lot of fun for me to do these interviews, and I don't know who's having more fun, you listening to them or me interviewing them, or maybe we're both having fun. Anyway, speaking of fun, here's Craig Taupin with one of my favorite songs, Shalom, something like that. Enjoy.
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom.
Echadonai Vayismarecha. Yair Adonai panavalecha vikunecha. Yisa Adonai panavalecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Thank you.